Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Something, I think it's an animal, lives in these parts. And at about 4, I was in early this morning, 4:35, 4:40, started making a howling noise.
I heard this yesterday.
We heard this yesterday at about 5:30.
Yeah.
Now, I love our building because most rooms have automatic lights.
Uh-huh.
However, I don't know how to turn them off, which means you can't look out the window because all the light's on the inside.
Right, right, right.
So I didn't get visual confirmation.
But did it sound close?
It sounded very close.
Because what we heard yesterday, we couldn't tell if it was animal or person.
It sounded more like a howl yesterday. Today it sounded more like a mew, like a cat.
Like a cat. Like a big cat or a regular size cat?
I was thinking regular size feral cat.
Regular size feral cat.
Yes.
Could be a Bengal.
A Bengal? That's a tiger.
No, but there's also, isn't that what they're called?
What? Bengal cats?
No, it's like a regular house cat, but it's big.
Could be. I've never heard of that. I don't follow the cat nomenclature.
Oh, you're not in cat culture?
I'm not in cat culture. Oh, sorry.
You gotta hang out on the internet where I go.
I've never been to that corner.
Cat chats.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I can get a guest pass for one day, I'll join you. Remember, I'm allergic.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
But we had...
things you can't enjoy.
Remember when we tried to get fired on Wednesdays?
Do I? Will this get us fired Wednesdays?
And we put Ben outside with a meat necklace.
Yes. We should do it again.
What were we trying to capture? Do you recall?
There was something.
Was that a coyote?
I believe there were coyotes that were spotted in the area. I saw it. It was in our
That's right.
Parking
we
lot
did.
One day.
Maybe it's that. I don't know.
Could be a coyote.
I mean, it sounded certainly in the dog cat realm, kind of right in the middle.
But usually with a coyote, I mean, if in my limited experience in the country.
Is this from your coyote spots on the internet too?
No, IRL.
Oh, in real life.
Yes. At my parents' house, you can sometimes hear coyotes, but they're kind of like a continuous thing.
And they're also in packs usually.
Yes.
They're not lone wolves.
No.
Per se. IRL, me too. Jim Dawson's house lived out in the country. You
Little
would hear
Jimmy
coyotes.
Dawson?
Little Jimmy Dawson. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because we'd stay up late and watch movies. And then you start to hear the howl, which is really cool. So, option one, let's just see if we hear it again. And then move to option two, Ben, meat necklace, but like at 5 a.m.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it early.
When they're probably prowling and eating.
Yeah.
They're searching for food. That's when we do it.
Ben, catch them. Yesterday it was Ben, kill this fly.
Yes.
Today it's Ben, we need you to catch
I will him. Report, the fly does not seem to be flying around right now.
So maybe he did his due diligence.
Yes.
I didn't follow up with him on that.
I did not either, but I did not get dive bombed once this morning.
I didn't either.
So that feels good. All right, well.
Well, he must be effective then. And if he can handle a fly, he could probably get it.
Catch a Bengal cat.
Or a Bengal cat.
Whatever it is.
Well, yeah.
Fox. Prowling. Outside our studio window.
You can get him. Go get him, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
He's taking care of it.
God, he's captured. He's hunting ghosts. He's hunting flies.
He is a busy guy.
Yes, he is.
Man, but multi-purpose, right?
He's a utility, Ben.
He is a utility, Ben.
If I could put him in my pocket.
What a treat.
Little toothpick, little tweezers.
Uh-huh.
Little Ben.
I would also say it'd be magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Comes out.
Just anything you need.
He's an Inspector Gadget of human.
And we're just having so much success with Jaden and producer Ben being out, being ghost hunters
yes.
this Halloween season.
The Z-Files.
They're doing a lot of local
yeah.
stuff this weekend. They're going to head up to Waterloo and check out a haunted location, the Heart of Darkness. However, new opportunity, knocking, the oldest and, quote, most haunted hotel in Las Vegas called the El Cortez Hotel and Casino.
Is it on the Strip? Old Town? Do we know where it is?
I don't know where it is in Vegas.
Cortez sounds like that's like in the old part of town.
That sounds old Vegas-y. Yeah. They are offering someone $5,000
to
spend a weekend ghost hunting inside the hotel.
Sometimes you have these opportunities and people go in and then they go crazy.
Right.
Movies are made about that.
It could be very dangerous, but it sounds, I don't know, for as novice ghost hunters, at like Jaden and Ben
I think
are,
they would have fun with it.
They're trying to get their own like EVP yeah. and like ghost hunting equipment, but Amazon is like, this is suspicious. And they blocked them. Jaden said that yesterday. Here's the deal. The El Cortez Hotel and Casino will equip you with ghost hunting gear.
Oh, perfect.
EMF readers, EVP recorders, flashlights, thermal sensors. And then you just do your thing while you're in the hotel.
And this isn't a ghost busting. My guess is they want you to find it so then the Cortez becomes famous for having a haunted hotel.
Correct, sir.
Right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. They just want photos, videos. You have to keep a journal of all of your encounters sure. and your experiences and your feelings. And Jaden is
your
sensitive.
Your feelings?
Yes. She has all those feelings.
Like, I know.
I feel really creepy in this room, or I get a cold sensation, a presence that she can feel.
Do they have a due date? Because we have these guys here in the building occupied at least through the month. Can they go in November?
Exactly. Yes.
It's in November?
They have all month long to fill out an application on casino.org. You get the $5,000 prize.
Yeah.
That includes $800 towards airfare and travel, $500 to cover food,
whoa,
drinks.
Whoa. That's $4,200 then if I have to use $800 for
Wait, whoa. Oh, it keeps going down. $500 to cover food, drinks.
No.
I thought you were providing the ghost hunting equipment too.
You just keep taking money from my pot of money.
Hey, man.
Although, CID, fly Allegiant to Vegas.
Exactly.
It
could be fairly affordable.
Have them fill it out.
I'm going to just pass this
along
to Jaden.
Have them fill it out. That'll be, if they get that, that'd be so cool.
What a gig.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I think my mind, and I don't know your story yet, but is somewhat mind-adjacent to you.
Mind-adjacent.
Because I, too, have a story of being a mature man.
Oh! Look at you, mature.
Mature man.
Okay, what's going on in your mature world?
When you reach a certain age and own a property for a certain amount of time, you joined the plumbing and heating club. Like, you have the annual, and they come in and they check your cooling and heating, and they come in and they check your toilets.
What?
I'm a member.
A member of some sort of plumbing club?
Yes, I'm a member.
Are you a plumber?
No, what? You pay an annual fee, and then a plumber comes, then you don't have to pay for those service calls. You get free service calls.
What?
It's well worth it, especially when you have an older house,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
And I called him yesterday, and I'm like, I got to set up my...
Did you have to do, like, a special code word to get into the club? Or...
You think I'll tell you that?
I can't. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not...
I'm sworn to secrecy.
I can't give you the code.
My plumbing club is only for members only. You can't join my plumbing club unless you pay the dues, Claire.
Are there jackets?
I can't tell you. I cannot tell you. But I can tell you this.
What?
When I called to make the appointment, and I've talked to automated answering voices before. This one was so real, it freaked me out. It was very clear it was a digital assistant. And it sounded very human, but you could still tell it wasn't human.
How can I help you today?
Exactly. And I said, need to make a that and a that. And then I ended with saying, are you a robot? And then it said, just confirming, Eric, you need to book this and this. And you want to know if I'm real? No, I'm a virtual assistant. If you'd like to talk to a real person, let me know. I said, I'd like to talk to a real person.
Whoa.
It freaked me out.
Whoa.
How good it was, but it wasn't good enough.
Okay. But you still said, no, you're not doing a good enough job. Do you feel like the robot's going to feel bad about that?
Nope. It's going to go on to the next call.
Aww.
It doesn't have... Well,
when it develops feelings.
Then I'll talk to it. But there's just something about having a human... I'm so used to... I've been in this club for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first time the club tried to pull one on
Club's
you.
Like, hey, we had to cut back on some expenses, so we got a robot to answer the calls. I'm like, no.
What? We didn't
vote
on this.
I'm a club member.
As a club member, I feel this should have been a vote.
I don't recall getting a proxy. I didn't vote for digital assistant. I want a human.
Are you going to turn in your jacket?
No. It's worth it to stay in this club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very exclusive.
It's so exclusive. I will bring you a brochure.
We have robot assistants. There's jackets. There's a code word.
Secret handshake.
Oh! Oh, man! Oh, that does sound cool.
They come to your door and you're like, you know who it is? I know the plumber by name.
Really?
Yeah. It makes me feel very special.
I thought
as
I
a homeowner
mature,
and a customer.
But you are very
mature. That's very mature.
That is so mature.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Clapping.
I got a mature clap?
Yeah, yes. It is a golf clap, which is one of the most mature claps you can do.
All right.
So mature.
I'll see you in the clubhouse.
See you there.
Tell me about your mature moment.
Well, kind of a big day because I decided to make an investment in me and my sleep.
What does that even mean?
Well, for about a year, maybe longer, my husband splurged on a really nice pillow for himself. He has been in pursuit of the perfect pillow for so long. I can't tell you how many pillows in our marriage this man has gone through.
Has he found it?
I think he's found it because he has stuck with this brand even after leaving it behind. He took it on vacation.
And he left it at wherever you stayed?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And he got another one. He's like that committed to the brand. So I've been enjoying it, you know, whenever he will let me lay on it. But it's not like I get to enjoy it for an evening. But I decided to finally pull the trigger last night and purchase the pillow myself.
Now you have your own?
I have my own pillow.
When does it arrive?
It's like super nice. It's here because I bought it in town.
Oh, great.
Yeah. No, it was from a store, but it was like a furniture store. Like, it's serious.
And you feel last night was the best sleep you've had in how long?
I mean,
for a while.
It was pretty okay.
Okay.
I did wake up at 1. I didn't notice a difference. But I feel like I have to, as I have made an investment.
I understand.
I really need
to. You put money into this thing. You got
to
use it now.
I need to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to publicly say I really enjoyed it.
But kind of enjoyed it.
It was good. It was fine. Was it worth it? I don't know.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
We got a brand new high school coming to Waterloo. Waterloo United.
Okay.
So they're going to merge East and West together into one high school, Waterloo United.
Or just Water U.
I like it. The mascot, the Titans.
Oh.
The Waterloo United Titans. Okay. Titans. New school is scheduled to open in time for the 2028 school year. So all of that plus a merch store all was launched just yesterday. A three-part documentary about women's wrestling at the University of Iowa going to debut this Saturday in Coralville. Flow Sports is releasing Hawkeyes, the first season with Iowa women's wrestling. First episode will have that streaming world premiere in Coralville this Saturday, October the 11th. The wrestling team made history as the first Power Five university to establish a varsity team for for women's wrestling. Now, it looks to me like Flow Sports is a subscription-based online sports channel. However, the Big Ten Network will air this docuseries later this season. I don't know exactly when, but it will be eventually available for free.
Good.
But dropping officially this weekend. Maybe pay, may not. I'm having a hard time understanding the Flow Sports channels.
But that's got to be a fascinating story.
It's gonna follow. How do you make that decision to get into wrestling? You decide to go to the University of Iowa. How did Iowa decide to make it a sport?
Yeah.
All great things that could be explored coming up in that docuseries. So DVIP, RVAP, Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Crisis Services of Iowa, invites the public to shop for shelter this Saturday from 9 to 2. This is the 21st year they've done this. It is so simple. Volunteer board members and staff will be hanging out at all Hy-Vees and Fairway stores in Johnson County Saturday from 9 to 2. Okay. So as you go in, they will give you a shopping list, and what they need are items for their shelters.
Oh, my gosh.
And they cover an 8-county service territory, Iowa County, Johnson, and then South.
That's so great.
Gift cards, shampoo and conditioner.
Couldn't be easier.
Cooking oil, condiments, peanut butter, easy stuff.
Yeah, and if you're there anyway getting what you need, why not throw an extra thing or two in?
In that one day, they can get about 9 months worth of supplies for their shelters.
This is genius.
And food as well, cleaning supplies, hygiene items. That, again, is going to go serve those who need those services in an 8-county service area. Again, it's being put on by DVIP, RVAP, Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Crisis Services of Iowa. But if you're in the Johnson County area, shop for shelter this Saturday from 9 to 2, all Hy-Vees and Fairway stores. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Man, sometimes misinformation can spread fast. And it wasn't helped yesterday when news that Dolly Parton's health was on the decline, when her sister shared that she wanted to offer thoughts and prayers for
Dolly.
Where
are my prayer warriors at?
She needed prayer warriors to pray for Dolly. And then everybody started thinking the worst. And then somebody created an AI image of Dolly in a hospital.
No.
Basically on her deathbed.
Oh, crud.
With Reba McEntire holding her hand.
Really?
Yeah. And it's good, Eric. It really looks like something serious is going down. So it was time to shut down the rumor mill yesterday. Dolly Parton did a video. She was working. She was on the set of an upcoming Grand Ole Opry commercial. So she took some time in filming that to film a video for her fans. Proof of life. I'm still working. And
was she holding a newspaper with today's date?
She was not. She was not. But she's like, that's why I'm wearing this kind of country looking fringe on the arm shirt.
I'm working.
And I want to assure you that I'm not dying, even though my sister asked for prayers.
You think TMZ is just walking the halls at Vanderbilt University? Just
where is she?
At the hospital. Is she here yet? Hey, orderly, here's 20 bucks. Let me know when she gets here. Where's Dolly's room?
She said she just wanted to put everybody's mind at ease. She appreciates prayers because she's a person of faith. But, you know, thank you for caring. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for praying for me. But I'm going to be okay. It's nothing serious. And she never said in her video what exactly is going on. A representative, though, for Dolly did say that she's waiting on a procedure for kidney stones.
Oh.
Which.
That's nothing.
Yeah, she's going to be okay, you guys.
Don't you just sit in a bathtub and they shoot sound waves at your body? I don't know. I've never
I have no idea, but I'm fairly positive. I'm going to go with no on no.
You don't think that's it?
No.
It's sound wave bath? That's not it. For kidney stones?
I don't. That sounds.
Pew pew. Lasers?
No. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I believe there are lasers, but I don't think it's in the bathtub. Pew pew. Another person we do have to worry about, Gene Simmons. Tuesday this week, he landed up in the hospital after he passed out behind the wheel of his vehicle, his Lincoln Navigator in Malibu, and then he crossed several lanes of traffic.
Oh, gosh.
And hit a parked car.
And so, he was out cold when they found him? At least it caused that he passed out.
The passing out caused the accident. Yeah. You know, he was no longer in charge of his faculties anymore. He was briefly hospitalized, but he tweeted yesterday, thanks everybody for the kind wishes. I'm completely fine. It was a slight fender bender. It happens, especially to those of us who are horrible drivers, and that's me.
That's not what happened.
Well, that is not what happened, Gene. And you are downplaying this quite a bit. His wife, Shannon Tweed, said that his doctor had recently changed his medications. He is also 76 years old, and he's been adamant in the past, no drugs, no alcohol, so it's probably just a tweak in medication.
Could be blood oxygen, right?
Yeah.
Could have blacked out. Could be blood pressure.
Yes.
Again, he's an older fella.
He is. He's a man of a certain age. The Eras Tour was massive. When Taylor Swift was out on tour, there were not just, you know, us normies clamoring to get seats to the show. There were famous people that were clamoring to get seats to the show. And those famous people kind of got seated together. They had a big tent. We saw Travis Kelce hanging out in that big tent.
Yeah, saw a lot of photos of him in that tent.
He would spend
at different locations.
Different locations, especially during the London show. There was a lot of celebrities that came out to enjoy and a lot of celebrities who Travis Kelce was super excited to meet. Taylor Swift shared a story on Late Night with Seth Meyers about how Travis Kelce was really looking forward to meeting the director of the Barbie movie, Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
He knew that she was going to be there. He's not just a fan of Barbie in general, but all of Greta's movies.
She's a great director.
She is a great filmmaker. I mean, she wrote that story too, and the range of projects that she's worked on. He loves everything that she's done. And so he was actually really looking forward to complimenting her. And he not only got to hang out in that tent, there's a lot of celebrities that evening. So he was excited that he got to meet Hugh Grant.
Yes.
Major film actor.
Mr. Notting Hill himself.
Yes, yes. So he's like, he spent some time.
Love Actually.
After the concert, he was telling Taylor about his experience because he got to hang out with Hugh Grant and he got to hang out with Greta Gerwig, but he was confused because he was so excited. He was going to tell Greta Gerwig this joke that he'd been working on that he's just Ken too. That Taylor Swift is Barbie and he's just Ken. Get it?
You know? I get it. Yeah.
See?
I did it on the plane.
Yeah.
I've been working on it.
I've been working on this joke. And
see?
Travis is like, she didn't think it was funny at all. She did not even laugh. And Taylor's like, no, Greta is my friend. Like, Greta would totally think that's funny. I don't understand why. And Travis, there's videos of you and Greta Gerwig dancing at the concert. What do you mean she didn't like you? Well, turns out it was Hugh Grant's wife that he told the joke to. Anna Elberstein?
I don't know who that is.
Well, she doesn't understand why he was telling her a joke about Barbie, so that's why she didn't laugh about it.
You don't think the British accent would have clued you in that that's not Greta?
I'm just Ken. And she's like, okay. And he never actually officially met Greta Gerwig. He was like, there was a really cool family there that was really getting into the music and having a great time. I hung out with them for a little bit. She's like, you hung out with Greta.
Oh my goodness.
You just didn't introduce yourself to the real Greta.
You sure you want to marry this knucklehead?
Oh, Travis, you knucklehead. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Counselor.
Hey, counselor.
Well, the day has come.
It's come to this. How long have you been sitting on this case for a while?
4 months.
Yeah.
David, listener David submitted a case for Jury in a Hurry, which if you ever have a case, you can do so too. Scramble at KZIA.com if you have any issue at all that you feel can be solved in a radio court of law. We are just the radio lawyers to do it.
And our law offices will remain open no matter the outcome of today's conversation, debate, friendly back and forth. David wants to know, based on what the jurors say and our arguments, who is the better radio lawyer, Claire or Danson Eric Hansen?
I've put this off because I don't want this to come between us, friend. And we have discussed and we agree the decision of the court is final.
It is. So moving forward, whoever wins can start saying America's favorite radio lawyer, I suppose.
Special asterisk.
Eastern Iowa's favorite radio lawyer. Carry that title for a while. It's a fun debate. I'm looking forward to the scuffle whenever you're ready, counselor.
Counselor.
Would you
like to go or you want me to go?
I'm going to throw some stuff at you. You ready?
Ready to catch it.
Three words.
And first word starts with, sounds like.
I'm going to pantomime this. This is why.
So far, you're making the case for me.
This is why Danson Eric Hansen is the better radio lawyer. Three words. Age before beauty. Claire, I'm older. Thus, I have seen more stuff in my life. Thus, I've experienced more stuff in my life. Thus, and I'm not saying you're not smart, I just have more wisdom. And when it comes to arguing cases, wisdom.
Accent on the dumb.
Wisdom. Being wise is why you go with the good guys. And them good guys is Danson Eric Hansen. If you want me to argue your side, you better be logical. I don't come in with emotion. I come in with a pretty...
I will grant you that. You are very...
a pretty black and white, cut and dry. I know how the world runs, and I bring you those arguments. Wisdom, logic, no emotion. That's what you want in a lawyer. And especially a radio lawyer who's arguing on your behalf. So as I tell you, future clients of mine, I am the best radio lawyer in this broadcast studio. I rest my case.
Counselor, I disagree because I am a very emotional lawyer, as we all know.
Yes, we do.
I have all the feelings. And with that emotion comes passion. I am a radio lawyer who will work for you. I have been, perhaps I am younger, but I have been in the fake legal system for some time. I don't know if I've revealed this to you before, counselor, but I did mock trial in junior high.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
I did. I never served as a lawyer, but I was a heck of a witness. Mostly just an acting
I mean, while we're throwing stuff around, I applied to a law school.
Well, you didn't go.
I didn't get in, but I did take the LSAT.
Okay. Good to know. I... also, as a lawyer, convince people with really great arguments. Things like, America! Do it for your country! I convinced my husband to like a Taylor Swift song because of my passion. I'm able to recall important details at the drop of a hat, mostly like my arguments, which are mostly cribbed from Legally Blonde. I feel comfortable using legal jargon in everyday life. I object. I am the better lawyer.
What are you objecting to? You're the one who's arguing right
now. I object to you as a lawyer, as a radio lawyer.
Okay.
Joy from Inside Out.
Okay, Joy. Oh, you got me.
Are you voting for joy or you vote for anger? Which one do you want?
I know. I was like, who do you use? Sadness?
No, I'm that little square red guy.
Oh, you totally. Are 100%.
Okay, jury. You need to let us know so we can tell listener David. He's the one that's making us fight.
He's doing this to us. If you're mad about this case, bring it up with listener David.
That's David's problem. But right now, we actually need to ask you to pick who is the better radio lawyer based on the arguments you've heard, based on past cases we've argued. The phone lines are open right now for Jury in a Hurry. Yes, you got to pick sides on this one.
You must decide. It's decision 2025.
It's the Morning Scramble. The Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Let's pick sides. Who is the better radio lawyer, Dance and Eric Hansen or Claire?
Eric.
Oh, I got a vote.
Eric got a vote.
Out of the gate. Thank you so much. Jury in a Hurry, better radio lawyer is?
Logic over emotion, Eric.
Come on. Where's the passion? Where's the drive?
Let's try something. Speaking of logical, let's have you ask.
Okay.
See what happens.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Who you got, Claire or Dance and Eric Hansen?
I went solely off your arguments here, and I'm sorry, but I'm going with Eric.
Oh! Solely off the arguments? I gave you all that passion, and I quoted Legally Blonde.
Don't yell at her.
I object.
She went for logic.
I object.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Who's the better lawyer? Is it me, Dance and Eric Hansen?
Or is it me, Claire?
I'm going to have to say Claire, because as much as I appreciate the logic that Eric brings, I feel like the passion's going to make the case.
You got to have passion.
Passion makes the case.
And determination.
Puts Claire on the board. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Who is the better radio lawyer, Dancing Eric Hansen or Claire?
Dancing Eric Hansen all the way.
All the way?
All the way?
Wow.
Really?
She's my number one fan.
Wow.
Thanks for holding. Who you got, better radio lawyer, Claire or Dancing Eric Hansen?
I gotta stay loyal to a Demon alumni, so I'm going with you, Eric.
Hey!
Demon alumni!
Lost Region High School all the way!
Wow! Woo! Where they didn't even have a mock trial. What?
I didn't even know I could call on my past classmates.
What?
All right, I got a 5-1 back to the phone lines. It's Jury in a Hurry. Who you got, best radio lawyer in this room right now? Is it Claire or Dancing Eric Hansen?
Dancing Eric Hansen.
Dancing Eric Hansen?
No! Mouth of babies.
I got the kid vote.
But they're even young.
I know. Claire, I only need one more vote.
Wow.
Now, this will not break us apart.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, no.
I will burn this place to the ground.
Oh, gosh. Jury in a Hurry, who is the better radio lawyer?
Claire. I love her passion.
Yes! Oh. Thank you.
I don't know why I wanted you to get that vote, but I'm afraid right now.
Because I needed it, man. I needed it.
Jury in a Hurry, who is the better radio lawyer? Who you got?
Eric, age, way far age before
age.
Beauty. Yeah, Eric.
Age
wins.
This is ridiculous. I object, and I would appeal this decision.
Well, I know who the listener is. I know where he works. Let's get him.
Let's go get him.
Let's get David.
Let's get him. Poor David. He doesn't know what's coming.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.